Damaging winds earlier this week knocked power out for nearly 10,000 customers around the central Kenai Peninsula. Crews were still at work today to bring the grid back online. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
Crews from the Homer Electric Association were at work again Thursday, restoring power to the approximately 800 customers still without electricity following damaging winds from a storm earlier in the week. HEA spokesperson Joe Gallagher says as many as 10,000 homes were without power at some point since the storm hit the peninsula on Monday. He says with winds in excess of 45 miles per hour, damage to the grid was to be expected.
When you see wind at that level, there's just no way to avoid power outages. The trees come crashing into the power line. They do a lot of damage. Broken poles, cross arms on the poles are broken, wire down, thousands of feet of wire had to be replaced.
The outage encompassed a large portion of the Central Peninsula, affecting about 3,800 homes around Sterling, 500 homes along both Chikansky Road and the South Miller Loop in Nikiski, plus another 1,200 near Bernice Lake and around 3,000 homes and businesses in Kenai. HEA is still determining the total cost of repairs as a result of the storm. Gallagher says they anticipate that number to be more than $1 million. He adds that HEA's budget does include room for such events.
You need to expect that you're going to see storms, especially in Alaska, so it is part of the budget situation.
With so many residents without power for the last 3 days, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management set up a shelter at the Kenai Armory. Emergency Management Coordinator Eric Mormon says residents have been resilient, taking care of themselves and each other.
There was a lady disabled, somewhat older. Her house was getting very cold. She didn't want to leave her house because she's worried about freeze-ups, didn't have a lot of resources. And someone went and helped that lady. Although we could offer her shelter, we couldn't offer her something to correct her house. But while we were trying to find some private resources to help, some good-hearted citizen went in there and took care of it. And that's what really makes a difference to me, is that neighbors helping neighbors, watching out for other folks, lending a hand when they can, and working together. And I think that really shows the Alaskan spirit.
He says just one person showed up at the armory Wednesday evening.
Most people are pretty self-reliant, or they will go to relatives or other facilities. Occasionally we'll have more than that. I think our past history is that we've had like 25 in the past. But the thing is, you never know.
The shelter at the armory has been closed, but Mormon says it can be reopened if necessary. The next step will be determining if the storm constitutes issuing a disaster declaration, in which case HEA could be reimbursed with state or federal funds. Gallagher says they hope to have power fully restored by the end of the day Friday. In Homer, I'm Shaylin Cochran.